I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Hong Kong's High Court on Tuesday sentenced 45 pro-democracy activists to up to 10 years in jail under subversion charges. Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny has more on the landmark case that crushed the city's once thriving pro-democracy movement.
The charges were for holding an unofficial vote in 2020 to choose candidates for a legislative election. 47 pro-democracy activists were arrested and charged in 2021 under Beijing's national security law. Prosecutors accused the activists of conspiracy to commit subversion. One of them is former legal scholar Benny Tai. He was labeled an organizer of the arrested activists. 14 Democrats were found guilty in May, including Australian Gordon Ng and activist Owen Chow, while two were cleared. The other 31 pleaded guilty and have now been sentenced. Some Western governments have criticized the activists' treatment, with the U.S. calling it politically motivated.
That was Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny. Benny Tai was sentenced to 10 years, the longest of any of the defendants. China imposed a national security law after massive and often violent pro-democracy protests in 2019. A 9-day march across New Zealand by the indigenous Maori people ended Tuesday in the capital, Wellington. Tens of thousands of marchers held a rally in front of Parliament House to protest new legislation that reinterprets the country's founding document, the Treaty of Waitangi. The 1840 Accord, signed between representatives of the British Crown and more than 500 indigenous Maori chiefs, spells out how the two parties agreed to govern. This is VOA News. One of the speakers at Tuesday.